the hard right and the Republicans, including Representative Tim Huel's camp, a Republican out of Kansas, there were some grumblings to try and get him ousted as Speaker of the House, but it failed. Only 9 people voted to abandon him, and the majority, 220 of his party, did vote for him. But what this means and what this represents is that they are extremely disappointed with how the fiscal cliff deal was reached. They say that the Republicans did not make out enough of this. They were very much against raising taxes on anybody. And John Boehner, on the other hand, was kind of willing to reach a deal. So going forward, as we head into the debt ceiling debates and the fiscal cliff round 2, it's going to be interesting to see how, if he is able to work with the conservative section in his party.
Is part of the picture, do you think, here that a lot of these people are new to the process and just don't get the fact that they do have to deal?
No, because I think when you look back, if you'll remember just the other week before this deal was reached, John Boehner proposed, and some of the Republicans proposed, Plan B. And this was supposed to come out of the Republican majority House and then go to the Senate, who would then vote on it. And it was really a plan on the fiscal cliff that stemmed from Republicans. And Boehner couldn't even get the votes among Republicans to get it out of the House. So I think that this really is just the more conservative members in the House, Republicans, who, according to a recent Gallup poll, people don't approve of the way they handled the fiscal cliff deal. It's something like 65% disapproval rating on how they handled the fiscal cliff deal. You know, so I think that this really has a lot to do with what was in that package itself.
And we're only 5 days into the new year, and he's already, I mean, John Boehner, we're talking, been fairly publicly flayed by New York's Pete King and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie over the business about handling the money for Hurricane Sandy victims. Now, he's made amends on some of that. Is it enough?
I think what we saw him try to pivot just the other day when he said that he's going to use the debt ceiling debate as a mechanism for Republicans to get, you know, entitlement reform and to reel in government spending. So he's trying to pivot back to rallying Republicans against Obama and spending in Democrats. But as you mentioned, I mean, John Boehner's in a tough spot because you've got people like Chris Christie who kind of represent more of the middle of the Republicans, and then you've got even the conservative Republicans, all who have been criticizing him. So if he's able to come back from this, we'll all be watching.